follow your script.
2016, April 16th, 8:32 p.m. Officer Detective Max Perez, Palm Beach County Sheriff, Elliot Bernstein, 561-315-6818. Mute yourself. Hi, Detective Perez, Elliot Bernstein.
Sure, how can I help you?
Well, I was calling back because I was unclear if you understood. My wife and I were talking. She thought I was just a little possibly confusing. If you understood the fraud getting exposed in the days before the body was found, that fraud could have been implicating Mitch and Deborah Hughem, Lawrence Pino, Alan Rose, and my brother Ted, all in felony fraud relating to the shell company Lion's Head Land Trust and the deed transfer that Ted and Alan signed.
Well, and I don't know if it was you that brought that up to us a while ago, but that is something that we're also investigating. So we have to investigate this from all angles, but I really appreciate you bringing that up to us.
Okay. And then, did you discover the body?
No.
Okay. I thought you did, because were you the first one? You weren't the first one there?
No.
Okay. Were you reassigned to this case? Because somebody, I thought, told me that you were not assigned to the case anymore.
This is my case.
Okay.
This was originally my case, and this continues to be my case. I will close this case out.
Okay, and did you talk to my brother the day that the body was found?
I believe I did, yes.
Okay. Okay, because I was confused. You didn't know who Lolani Ocachada
was. Right. No. Now I remember that name coming up before. I just didn't put two and two together. I guess it's maybe different pronunciations.
Okay, because she was the one letting Lawrence Pino know the fraud in the land trust was discovered in the days before the body was found.
Okay.
And I also wanted to clarify to you, because I might have been a little bit off on that, that on March 10th, Ted's attorney, Alan Rose, wrote an email stating that Ted didn't know anything about the buyer in the transaction, and that he had no reason to know. But now I believe that that's completely false, since I got the Facebook pictures of Ted with Mitch Hughem holding hands at some Thanksgiving dinner in 2015.
Okay. Mr. Bernstein, are you one of the people that discovered the fraud in the title?
I didn't.
Who was that?
Kevin Hall discovered that with...
That is your consultant.
Correct. Business partner goes way back. And he was introduced to me by a guy in the patent case years ago who brought us all into a federal court under Judge Sherry Shinlin of Frank Brady, okay. Kevin McCowan, also known as. And he has ties to federal agencies as well. Kevin McEwen. So Kevin had Bill Stansbury contacted me and Kevin. He told us, you know, that the house was sold to this Lion's Head Land Trust. Kevin went out and looked up the deed. He contacted Lolani, found out that information, then had Lolani call me and him. I was at a lacrosse game taping it for my son, but I was on the call where she said that she had nothing to do with it, didn't know what was going on, and then she called Lawrence Pino, I guess, and that might have, you know, started all kinds of things. Okay.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay, did you want that March 10th letter?
Sure, I'm not going to say no to that.
Okay, what's your email?
All right, it's a hyphenated last name. It's P-E-R-E-Z, Perez. Hyphen. P-I-Z-A-R-R-O. M for Max. At pbso.org. Would you also be able to send me, Mr., your business partner, Kevin, his phone number?
Yeah, hold on one sec. Okay, let me just read that back to you. It's P-E-R-E-Z dash, and that's the dash, right? The key next to
it. It's horizontal in the middle of the letters. It's not an underscore. It's in the middle.
So like the question mark key?
No.
The key next to the zero on the keyboard?
Oh, hold on. Let's see, correct, next to the zero on the keyboard without the shift key.
Gotcha. Okay, so I've got P as in Peter, E-R-E-Z, hyphen, P-I-Z-A-R-R-O-M, as in Mary, at pbso.org.
Correct.
Okay. So I'll send you the 10th number, or the 10th, and let me give you Kevin's number.
Yeah, if you could just attach it to the email, I'd appreciate it. I'm driving.
Okay. Will you be able to see if you get it, just so I make sure it doesn't get junked or anything?
Yes, sir, I will.
Okay, so if you hold on one sec, we'll get that over to you. March 10th email. There. I didn't get so many emails per day. It'd be a little bit easier. Okay, March 10th. Here we go. Okay, hold on. And Kevin's number would be 510. I'll just put it in the email, sorry. Pretty sure this is the right number, 755. Hold on. Okay. I've just sent that off to you. And it has just, it had left my outbox.
Yet.
Did you get it yet?
No, I've not gotten it.
Excuse me?
I have not gotten it yet.
Okay, it left my box. Sometimes my mail goes in junk for whatever reason.
I will check.
Sometimes all kinds of strange things happen.
Email address. I'll send you one so you can reply to
it.
Maybe you got the email address.
Okay, I view it. Like the three words, I view it. At.
Uh-huh.
iviewit.tv.
Alright, iviewit@iviewit.tv.
Correct. You can drive in text, nobody else can.
No, I ended up parking.
I was just kidding anyways. Because if you were doing that much while you were driving, at least I would have run over at least something.
Okay, I sent you an email.
Hold on. And that was the letter I in I view it, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Mr. Brinkton. If I don't hear anything from you by later tonight, I'll reach out to you tomorrow to see if we can get it a different way.
You still haven't got it? Okay, and can you tell me, like, I've got some pictures and I just had some questions, like, where were the mattresses in the garage when they first got there?
Yes, sir, that I'm not going to answer.
Okay, and did they tell you about the new business my brother was supposed to be starting with Mitch Hughem that day?
Yes, sir.
They did. Okay.
Alright. Mr. Bernstein, thank you very much for the information.
I still haven't got your email, though.
Is that it?
No, I just said I still haven't got your email, though.
Yeah, I sent it to iviewit@iviewit.tv.
Yeah, and I sent mine to, let me send it from a different server. Okay.
Yes, I got it. Confidential. 7020. Mr. Bernstein?
Yes.
I got your email.
Oh, you did? Okay, great. I didn't get yours.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir.